Blog Talk Radio.
There you go. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Miracle Manifesting Mondays. My name is Audrey, and I'm here with you today as we are every Monday to remind you that you, I, us are the miracles manifesting. Everything is, actually. It all is. It's astounding. Today, we are going to be speaking about Ramadan. And first, time for our breathing attunement. So sit in a comfortable space. Release and remove your shoes if you're in a position to do that so that you can be totally at ease and comfortable. And allow yourself to simply breathe. If you're new to this show, then please pay attention to whatever might be going on around you that absolutely requires your focus. Other than that, this is your renewal time. And you can listen to us live or on in the archive. Loosen anything that's tight. Sit with your back straight. I mean, you could be sitting on a slat, but keep your back straight rather than twisted. If you know how to sit in yoga position, you may do that or have your legs out in front of you in a straight way, comfortably, easily. And follow along with the sound of my voice. Take in a nice, deep breath. Hold and release, let go. Good. Breathe in again. Breathe in energy, prana, chi, the living light and energy of the universe, of source, of the all in all, by whatever name you call that which brings us forth. And gently, easily, and slowly exhale. Breathe in. Breathe in pink, fuchsia, yellow, golden light into your heart. Allow it to circulate and move through you in a comfortable way, enlivening, opening, healing, and renewing you. And gently, softly, easily, breathe out. Breathe in, hold, breathe out. Breathe in. Fill yourself with energy, love, light, beauty. Breathe out. Continue breathing at your own pace. Allowing the slow, gentle, easy rhythm to support you, hold you up, allow you to relax and let go, knowing you're protected and blessed and at ease, and allow yourself energetically to lift. Even as you stay where you are in terms of the physical, allow your vibration, your frequency to lift. You get higher and higher, lighter and lighter, freer and freer, protected with divine light in every aspect of your being. That which you know about, and all of that which you seemingly may have forgotten. However, which in your essence of self you do know. We all do. Our affirmation, our intention for today is, I allow blessings, miracles, and breakthroughs in my life. I allow, I'm going to change that a little. I allow blessings and miracles in my life. They are as natural as breathing. I allow, I open to, I welcome, I embrace, I dance with, I am open to, I am willing, I am willing. I am excited. I open to the possibility of. I entertain the idea of blessing, miracle in my life. That they occur as naturally as breathing. As getting dressed. As eating food. As love, I allow, I welcome, I embrace, I open to the possibility of, I release, let go anything that seemingly might even appear to be in the way and open, allow, welcome, dance with, move towards, stay quiet and allow to come to me. Miracles and blessings in my life, in whatever form they choose to manifest for my highest good and my delight on this earth, here and now. And so it is. Today we're going to discuss Ramadan, and I'm getting a lot of my information from the internet. Right now, this one is from a website called About Religion, and it's at plum.about.com, and then a whole bunch of other stuff. But if you Google information about Ramadan, you will get lots of information. There seems to be, with many people, lots of misinformation about so many different pathways to understand and embrace our third dimensional, what I call mundane reality, and our deeper reality. And human beings, no matter where, no matter when, no matter how, have an innate desire and connection to choose to honor and laud and worship that which is the essence of who we are. The living light, whether you call it universal consciousness, whether you call it God, Goddess, Allah, Great Spirit, the unknowable, the infinite, Ansaf, whatever. Aludamare, Shekinah. And right now we're approaching Ramadan. And the calendar that most of us use, beginning with January, ending in December, Ramadan begins around June 18th this year and ends around July 16th. Therefore, for those of us who may not know very much about Ramadan, including those of us who may know very much about Ramadan, I'm taking this opportunity to share. And part of the reason is so there's more understanding. When people look at some of what's in the news, the negative news is created by people, the perpetrators, so to speak, are usually people who are dysfunctional, clearly. Because the functional people, with whatever their issues might be, are not running around creating havoc. We are living our lives and usually creating love and beauty and caring in many, many, many different forms, even with the ups and downs and ins and outs of life. However, those people who are creating extraordinarily quote-unquote good news and those who are creating extraordinarily quote-unquote bad news, whatever their religion might be, and in the United States, For sure. There are people of particular religion that, because of their, I will call it, dogmatic approach, have sought to make it difficult for other people. This is on a par with people of other religions also acting in a way, making it a challenge for others. This is not what most religions truly are. And those that do, by the way, truly broadcast narrow-mindedness, ego, violence, they are not doing a lot. Because, folks, our souls are waking up. And if yours is not, now I shall read about Ramadan, R-A-M-A-D-A-N, from this particular website about religion. Muslims around the world anticipate the arrival of the holiest month of the year. During Ramadan, the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, Muslims from all continents unite in a period of fasting and spiritual reflection. This is good for anyone to do. So anyone who's listening, you also can choose to participate in any of this, whatever your life path may be, in any way that feels good to you, because everyone benefits from this clearing. In Jews, it would be Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Ramadan is 1 month. Each year, Muslims spend the ninth month of the Islamic calendar observing a community-wide fast. The annual fast of Ramadan is considered one of the five pillars of Islam. Muslims who are physically able are required to fast each day of the entire month from sunrise to sunset. The evenings are spent enjoying family and community meals, engaging in prayer and spiritual reflection, reading from the Quran. I am now going to look at some more and go into deep some further. If we want to ask what is Ramadan, it's pretty much what I just said. During the blessed month of Ramadan, Muslims all over the world abstain from food, drink, and other physical needs during the daylight hours. As a time to purify the soul, we focus the attention on Creator and practice self-sacrifice. Ramadan is much more than refraining from eating and drinking. Muslims are called upon to use this month to reevaluate their or our lives in light of Islamic guidance. We are to make peace with those who have wronged us, strengthen ties with family and friends, do away with bad habits, essentially clean up our lives, our thoughts, and our feelings. The Arabic word for fasting, sawm, literally means to refrain. And it means not only refraining from food and drink, but from negative thoughts, actions, and words. This is good for anyone. Regularly, during Ramadan, every part of the body is required to be restrained. The tongue must be restrained from backbiting and gossip. The eyes must restrain themselves from looking at unlawful things. To me, unlawful is violence, hurting, shaming, that kind of thing. Looking at ugly locks. I remember in New York, well, it could be anywhere, but I'm thinking New York, some of the city locks that were filled with junk. That's unlawful to me. That benefits all of us from cleaning that up. Even paper piles and clutter. That can be hurtful to the eyes. Now, something doesn't have to be antiseptic, but the natural order, if we look at the planet, is clean and organized without clutter. Clutter either recycles itself, gets eaten, or in other ways evaporates. Think of that and how to apply this to yourself. Doesn't matter what your pathway is or what religion you call yourself. Unimportant. All of this, these practices are beneficial. The hand refrains from touching or taking anything that does not belong to it. The ears must refrain from listening to idle talk or obscene words. This is always a good thing. The feet refrain from going to inappropriate negative places. In such a way, every part of the body observes the fact. Now, everybody defines negative places differently. For instance, I'm a vegetarian, mostly 80 to 90% raw vegan. I don't do alcohol. For me, I don't like being in places where people only eat meat. To me, that's negative. I don't like the smell. It can be very bothersome to me that people went and killed an animal. It certainly can be upsetting to me. Eating meat is part of what's fueling, a good part of what's fueling global warming. So, and yet someone else might consider that kind of place wonderful. I don't. So sometimes it depends on the person's approach. Therefore, continuing about Ramadan, fasting is not merely physical. Rather, it is the total commitment of the person's body and soul to the spirit of the fast, which means cleansing, releasing that which is less than beneficial or harmful to the person. Ramadan is a time to practice self-restraint, a time to cleanse the body and soul from impurities, and refocus oneself on the worship of Creator. Let's see. The next thing about Ramadan, I'm going to make it my business to really go into places of worship of many different pathways. I've been to a few in my life, different pathways, been to different kinds of ceremony and services. However, there are many I have not yet done, and I'm going to be doing that this year to get more of a flavor and taste of other people's ways. So this year, in 2015, Ramadan, as I said, is around June 18th to July 16th. The exact dates of Islamic holidays are unable to be determined in advance because of the nature of the Islamic lunar calendar. Estimates are based on expected visibility of the waxing crescent moon following a new moon called the Eid Hilal, and it may vary according to patient. So a quote-unquote ballpark figure is June 18th, to July 16th. Let me see. And then more on Ramadan. I would like to give you more specifics. The benefits of Ramadan. The benefits of the fasting, reflection, devotion, generosity, and it's called here sacrifice. I don't know that I particularly like the word sacrifice. I'm going to say attention observed by Muslims the world over. It's meant to retain its spiritual meaning rather than having become commercialized as various faiths have become, think Christmas or Easter. that has become so over commercialized, and it doesn't matter if one's Christian or not, or Muslim or not, but most of what any of that is supposed to mean is certainly not what most people practice. The word Ramadan comes from the Arabic root word for parched thirst and sun-baked ground. It is expressive of the hunger and thirst felt by those who spend the month in fasting, but it's also the hunger and thirst for those looking for the feeling of the Creator inside and out and all around life, the yin, the desire for the connection, which, by the way, lives inside of us and is always available to us. When one chooses to take some moments and breathe and meditate, up-level one's frequency, be with nature, look on a baby's face, or even looking in your own eyes in the mirror until you see the light. Continuing about Ramadan, as opposed to other holidays when people often indulge, Ramadan is by nature a time of sacrifice. Through fasting, a Muslim experiences hunger and thirst and sympathizes with those in the world who have little to eat every day. For me, to go without water, that would be really, really hard. I drink Kangen water, which is a way to stay incredibly healthy. People are releasing cancer and other kinds of hideous diseases through alkalizing themselves with Kangen water. Anyway, I drink it constantly. I just took some now. For me to go without that, I don't even want to think about it. So that, and I would parch out, that's for sure. Okay, again, through increased devotion, Muslims feel closer to Creator and recognize that everything we have in this life is a blessing from the All in All, and it is. Through increased clarity, Muslims develop feelings of generosity and goodwill toward others. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, once said, "A man's wealth is never diminished by charity." I'm going to say a person's wealth is never diminished by charity. Through self-control, a Muslim practices good manners, good speech, and good habits. This is something that benefits people constantly. I was speaking with some people earlier today about some of the music and some of the language. There is a place for expletives when a person gets seriously annoyed or upset. Sometimes those words are the words that can express what's going on. That's what they're there for. It's one of the reasons. However, to use words like that constantly, which is a choice. And since we're in a free will universe, they're allowed. To me, it loses the effect, and to me, it sounds crap. I'd rather hear good manners, good speech, and good habits that come from someone's inside, not as a cover-up, not as a con. And when that's endemic to somebody, which it is, by the way, to all of us, it is how we're made, it gives a higher energy to everything going on. And it starts uplifting that person, the people near them, the environment, the family, the town, the city, the village, the country, the planet. However, it has to come from inside. Through changing routines, Muslims have a chance to establish more healthy lifestyle habits, particularly with regards to diet and smoking and anything else. This is always good for people. Fasting on a regular basis, whether it's at the season or once a month, for a day, or anything like that, provided someone has the strength or does it appropriately for who they are, can benefit anyone, anyone. And it's part of many spiritual practices to get clear and not have the body being distracted by digesting food. Through family and community gatherings, Muslims strengthen the bonds of brotherhood and sisterhood in their own communities and throughout the world. Everyone needs to do this. I prefer to do it and recommend doing it with people, first with similar consciousnesses, and then reaching out to others. Some people do it according to religion, some people doing it about to sex or gender orientation, some people do it according to where they're born. It's so many ways, and all of those can have use and be appropriate. However, I am going to add once again that the more we have the multicultural mix and all of us up level, the faster this planet will have peace and joy, and the more all of us will be enriched. Because every culture, every coloration, every religion, every gender, every all of what we are has something of beauty to give to the world, as well as each and every particular aspect of those has something to learn from all the rest. And then it's fun. Ramadan is a very special time for Muslims. And the feelings and lessons experienced are meant to stay with people throughout the year. In the Quran, Muslims are commanded to fast so that they may learn self-restraint. Quran 2-183. This restraint and devotion is especially felt during Ramadan, but we all must strive to make the feelings and attitudes stay with us during normal. That is the true goal and test of Ramadan. I recommend getting once a month, once every some weeks. Take some time, and if you don't fast the whole day, part of the day. Or eat very, very cleansing food. This is a prayer for Ramadan. May Allah accept our fasting, forgive our sins, and guide us all to the straight path. May Allah bless us all during Ramadan and throughout the year with His, her forgiveness, mercy, and peace, and bring us all closer to Source and to each other. Let me see what else I shall read. Okay, Ramadan help. Let me see what that says. The fast of Ramadan is rigorous, particularly during the long summer days when it may be required to resist all food and drink for as many as 16 hours at a time. The strain may be too much for people with certain health conditions. The Quran instructs Muslims to fast during the month of Ramadan, but also gives clear exemptions for those who may become ill as a result of fasting. Quote, but if any of you is ill or on a journey, the prescribed number of Ramadan days should be made up from days later. For those who cannot do this except with hardship, is a ransom the feeding of one that is indigent. Allah intends every ease for you, does not want to put you to difficulties. That's Quran 2, I guess that's verse 2:184-185. In several other passages, the Quran instructs Muslims not to kill or harm themselves or cause harm to others. Prior to Ramadan, a Muslim should always consult with a doctor about the safety of fasting in individual circumstances. Some health conditions may be improved during fasting, while others may possibly deteriorate. If you decide that fasting may be harmful in your situation, you have two options. 1. Ichthyosis is a temporary, not chronic condition. You may make up the fast a day for a day at a later time when your health improves. 2. If yours is a permanent or chronic condition, you may make a donation to charity instead of fasting. The amount should be sufficient to feed one person a day for each fasting day that is missed. There is no need to feel guilty about taking care of your health needs during Ramadan. These exemptions exist in the Quran for a reason, as Allah knows best what issues we may face. Even if one is not fasting, one can feel part of the Ramadan experience through other areas of worship, such as offering additional prayers, inviting friends and family for evening meals, reading the Quran, or donations to charity. Additional information is available below for those, I'm reading this from a website, with specific health concerns. This is true for anybody in any way, shape, or form. Let's see about children. I would imagine, as in most religions, very small kids are exempt from this because they're not quite ready for it. Let me see. Do children observe the fasting month of Ramadan? The answer, according to the website About Religion, Islam.about.com. Muslim children are not required to fast for Ramadan until they reach the age of maturity or puberty. However, in many families, younger children enjoy participating and are encouraged to practice their fasting. It is common for a younger child to fast for part of a day or for one day on the weekend. This way, they enjoy the grown-up feeling that they are participating in the special events of the family and community. Hold on, I am getting some water. It is also common for children to participate in Ramadan in other ways, aside from the daily fast. They may collect coins or money to donate to the needy, help cook meals for breaking the day's fast, or read the Quran with the family in the evening. At the end of Ramadan, children are often indulged with gifts of sweets and money on the day of Eid al-Fitr. Now remember, the people fast for the day, not the whole day. At sunset, people can eat. Remember this. It isn't that people are going 30 days without any food or any beverage. It's during sunrise, sunset. Sunrise, sunset. Okay, that is what's important. Let me see. I may branch out from this. Let us see if there's more that I want to talk about regarding Ramadan, not this website. Let me see. I shall be with you in a moment. How many think about, could you fast for 12 hours minimum a day for 30 days? That's a lot. And then not eat too much at night. Because then, one, you won't sleep. Two, you'll get sick. Not good. Not good. I even fast like for certain holidays or health reasons. And I've done fast for several days or a week for health reasons or spiritual clarity. And then did not eat in the evening. Although I always drank water. I never did a fast where I couldn't drink water. That just was a no for me. And I would remember, what was it, after about 3 days, I would feel lightheaded or before that, certainly cranky because I do like my food. And then there was a lightness and a freedom and a peace Of course, I also knew that at a certain point I was going to eat food again, so it wasn't a question of not having food. It was a question of a choice to do this for the reasons that I was doing it. Now, let's see if there's special food for Ramadan. Let me see. Click this link isn't opening. Let me see if I could open this link. Not so much. I wanted to see if there are special foods for Ramadan because most holidays in different traditions have different foods associated with them, which is another way for community to feel together and being building together. So let me see. Hold on. I will be with you in a moment. Ramadan food. Let's see what I see here. All right, let's see. Ramadan food. Okay, they're giving me recipes. I don't want recipes. I want them just... Oh, this is not what I wanted. Okay. Let's see. Thank you for your patience. This is sending me this and in circles and in circles and in circles and in circles. And I'm going to go back to another. I'll call it together annoying. Okay, we will do Google again. Okay, hold on, let us see. Let us see what shows up here. Okay, let's see. Okay. I'm going to go back to something I'd rather not click. Okay. See if there's any more information here that I can impart to you that would be of help that I didn't say. Okay. We've gone through what Ramadan is. We've gone through why that people fast. We've gone through the purpose. Who can fast? Oh, a typical day during the month of Ramadan. Okay, the day of fasting begins, oh, and I should say the call to prayer is 5 times a day. Before dawn, around dawn, sort of mid-morning, a little around before, after lunch, mid-evening, and then around 9:30. And people who do this can practice all those amount of times. And anyone else can take those times And do some quiet breathing and focusing inside, connecting to source, and bringing that energy and that upliftment to whatever they're doing. And when people say they don't have time, and sometimes I might be because I'm caught up or allowing myself energetically and physically to be caught up in something else, take the time. I am now choosing, I will do my morning prayer, I will do something around midday, and I will do something in the evening. That's what I will choose to do. I'm not promising 3 to myself, I mean not 5, but 3. And simply slowing down, even if it's for a moment, as Nellie Bishram of AHAM teaches, and that I learned in our mindfulness class, literally shift energy. And that's highly important because as we grow and shift our energy, that's part of what the law of attraction uses when we bring to ourselves not just the words, it's our vibration. Okay, typical day of the month for Ramadan. The day of fasting begins with an early morning meal before dawn and ends at sunset. The evening activities include the traditional breaking of the fast, usually with dates and water, the sunset prayer followed by dinner. Muslims then go to the mosque for congregational prayers, in which at least 1/30 of the Quran is recited. The congregation would have listened to the recitation of the complete Quran by the end of the month. The end of Ramadan, is this year is meant to be around July 16th, again, depending on the sighting of the moon. The celebration marking the end of Ramadan is called, now this is my pronunciation, Eid al-Fitr, one of the major festivals in Islam, and it's celebrated, again, depending on the sighting of the moon this year. It looks to be July 16th. And that is what I'm going to share about Ramadan. And now we have about 17 minutes left. I do want to tell people I am intending that my book, What If, is complete this month and goes to print. And that my on 100% post-consumer recycled paper, and that Zinziger Vitality Vegan is also done, and that work at least has started on the new website. And now, because I have been reading and seeing so much of the wonderful Abraham Hicks, Abraham is the energy vibration coming through this amazing Esther Hicks that is recorded from her amazing husband, Jerry Hicks. The videos give incredible, incredible, incredible beauty. However, this is an audio show. I am going to play one of my favorite that a lot of people would like. It's going to be the meditation on abundance. I am lining it up. Wait. Okay, this one is called Create Money Without Action. I love this. So hold on. I'm going to raise the sound. And you're going to have the thrill and flavor of financial well-being meditation. And folks, may you be blessed, 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 blessed. This is Abraham Hicks. Create money without action with this missing vortex secret.
We going to stand for a while in your little shoes and speak words that are greatest advantage to you. Breathe in. Breathe out. We want to help you find the vibrational stance to allow financial abundance to flow into your personal experience. Breathe in. Breathe out. The stream of abundance flows generously, and it is right and it is time for you to receive your share. It will not be difficult for you to do, and it will not take much time, because you are already well along the way. Breathe in. Breathe out. There is power in the words that you are hearing, and in time your resistance will subside and your allowing will begin. As your resistance is replaced with allowing, as doubt is replaced with belief, your abundance will become evident. Breathe in. Breathe out. Our words will help you to shift your feeling about money from worry or concern to eagerness and fun. Breathe in. Breathe out. When that emotional shift occurs, immediate financial manifestation will be the evidence of that shift. Breathe in. Breathe out. If we can convince you that the path to financial abundance is simply an emotional path, with each hearing of these words, you will breathe out more resistance as your feelings will improve. Breathe in. Breathe out. Your work is not one of action. There are no courses to complete. There are no requirements for you to meet. Just a comfortable and gradual rediscovery of your natural state of relief and of ease and of well-being.
Sorry. Your abundance will become evident.
Breathe in. Breathe out. Our words will help you to shift your feeling about money from worry or concern to eagerness and fun. Breathe in. Breathe out. When that emotional shift occurs, immediate financial manifestation will be the evidence of that shift. Breathe in. Breathe out. If we can convince you that the path to financial abundance is simply an emotional path, with each hearing of these words, you will breathe out more resistance as your feelings will improve. Breathe out. Your work is not one of action. There are no courses to complete. There are no requirements for you to meet. Just a comfortable and gradual rediscovery of your natural state of relief and of peace and of well-being. Breathe in. Breathe out. You are never deprived when someone else gains, because abundance expands proportionately to match desire. Breathe in. Breathe out. When the success of another makes your heart sing, your resistance is gone, and your own success soars. Breathe in. Breathe out. The fastest way to get to an improved financial condition is to look for pleasing things that you already have. For in the seeking and finding of that which is working, more success will come, and it will come quickly. Breathe in. Breathe out. While your life will continue to call more abundance to you, the majority of that work is already done. Now, with far less effort than you have been delaying, your financial condition is about to improve. Breathe in. Breathe out. Financial abundance does not occur in one's life because of hard work, or good luck, or favoritism. Financial abundance is simply the universe to stop the consistent thought and feeling of abundance. Breathe in as you maintain the feeling of abundance. Breathe in. Breathe out. Anytime you are feeling good, no matter the reason, you are accomplishing the feeling of abundance. Breathe in. Breathe in. In your absence of resistance, everything that you have asked for is making its way right to you. Breathe in. Breathe out. Each time you focus upon these words, your resistance becomes smaller and your allowance becomes greater. With each passing day, your vibrational point of attraction will change until there will be an obvious tipping point. Breathe in. Breathe out. For a while, the only evidence of your financial progress will be your improved emotional state of being. You will let that be enough, taking no score of financial progress. The financial improvement will show up. Breathe in. Breathe out. We are so pleased to have this opportunity to express to you our appreciation for all that you are. We want to let you know that it is our absolute promise to you that the abundance you seek is coming. Breathe in. Breathe out. You are doing this. Abundance is flowing to you. Relax and enjoy the unfolding. Breathe in. Breathe out. Feel appreciation for what is coming. Breathe in. For the next few minutes, letting the music guide you. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out.
We have Karen Ellis Ritter, CompassionateFarming.org, Vegetarian Farming. Thank you for listening. May you be blessed. May you live in joy. May your life flourish. May peace be with you. Bye-bye.